Thank you very much, Madam Chair. With regard to remarks made by distinguished representative of the U.S., that OFAC, which you all know is a notorious organization, part of the Treasury Department of the U.S., which applies sanctions and intimidates nation not to do trade, legitimate trade with targeted countries, that OFAC has issued a license this year for exemptions of assistance on COVID-19 with targeted countries. This fact, at least this statement, confirms a fact that these inhuman unilateral coercive measures have been in place and have been implemented for a year and a half since the beginning of the pandemic of COVID-19. And that license does not deserve congratulations. That's demonstration of how the United States reacts to a humanitarian situation and is addicted to its unilateral coercive measures and their implementation. The second point that I wanted to share with colleagues is that because of the intimidation strategy, maximum pressure strategy that the government of the U.S. and its notorious organization called OFAC has tried to implement and carry out with regard to the imposition of and implementation of its unilateral coercive measures, many companies, medical companies, many countries do not care to the issuance of such licenses. And they know that they are mainly a show, an empty show. And I think the U.S. government and its notorious organization deserve, in this case, particular congratulations for succeeding in bullying and intimidation. I don't want to politicize this discussion. These are the facts, Madam Chair. These are the facts that we are experiencing. And the result of these unilateral coercive measures is causing more suffering for patients, ordinary peoples, and killing children that are in need of medicines and medical equipment. And the last point is that Iran applied for a loan from the World Bank in order to use that loan in the fight against COVID-19. And the United States was the only country that objected to granting that loan. And this was humanitarian as well. And there was OFAC. And they could issue a license, but they didn't care. So these are challenges that we have experienced. Imagine that a situation that a country that is targeted by unilateral coercive measures of a certain member states of the BWC is exposed to a biological attack, applies for international assistance. What happens to that request when it goes to the Security Council? Even what happens to that request of assistance when it's made bilaterally or multilaterally? Because of intimidation and the pressure that a particular state party has applied for the implementation of its unilateral coercive measures, responding to that request would be very, very difficult for many countries. I thank you.